It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe that year 2018 has come and gone. I was thinking back, reflecting on the new year. It seemed like yesterday that everybody was worried about Y2K towards the end of 1999, and here we are 20 years later. It's amazing how time flies. I also had said to my wife, Ellen, my beautiful wife, Ellen, that I hope to never sound like my parents and grandparents, but I'm now starting to sound just like them in terms of always talking about the weather, healthcare. I broke my ribs right before Thanksgiving and how time flies. I've turned into my father and mother like all overnight. So I want to also mention a big shout out to all my running friends who showed up for the Millennium Mile, which was the last race of the Millennium Running Series, which is sponsored. The Points Chase is sponsored by Northeast Delta Dental. There are about 20 races from January through January, and I managed to, albeit very slowly, participate in all of them. So it was great to see all my running friends at the Millennium Mile on New Year's Day. So this program has afforded me a lot of great opportunities to meet fascinating people, fascinating initiatives. It's allowed me to really expand the focus of Northeast Delta Dental to get into other arenas in the community. And with me this weekend, January 5th and 6th, is Phil Taub from Nixon Peabody. And Phil, you have an awesome history. So I really would like for people to hear how you've advised C-level executives from all across the world. And then we'll get into Swim with a Mission, which is a primary focus for today. But people may not realize your background at Nixon Peabody. So feel free to give me your bio.
Thank you. And Tom, thank you for having me on this show today. It's great to be here with you. So I sometimes think I got the best job in the world, to be honest with you. I think a number of people feel like they got the best job in the world, but I get to live in this beautiful state, you know, state of New Hampshire, and work with Fortune 500 companies and private equity funds and very successful entrepreneurs all over the U.S., and in parts of Europe and Southern Africa and South America. And with the advent of technology, you know, it's become a very flat world. Our clients aren't as concerned as where we specifically are. We don't have to geographically see each other. And so I get to do that right here in New Hampshire, which is really terrific, to be honest.
As you and I have chatted offline before, no place like New Hampshire to raise a family and to live and hike, and also to be able to make an impact. I also like your mantra, which is, as lawyers, we have to do a lot more than just provide excellent service and work. We need to understand our clients' business and find ways to add value to their business. So for a typical client, do you just have an informal discussion to kind of get their background before you delve right into the legal project? How does that work?
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, like every other profession, we've all develop specialists and become specialists in certain areas. And a lot of it just comes down to experience. You know, in my case, I spent a lot of time in and around private equity. So we have a lot of folks who are thinking about selling their business. And today, you know, if you're a decent sized business, there's a good chance a private equity firm is going to be in the mix to buy you. So if your counsel's not used to dealing with private equity funds, oftentimes I'll get a phone call because they know I represent private equity funds on the buy side to come in and help advise. Because if you're a seller, this may be the first time you're ever going through this. But on the buy side, the buyers are obviously experts in that. So, you know, it starts with the experience and the expertise. But then a lot of it comes down to the human elements. You know, you got to trust your advisors. So you've got to build trust over time. It takes time to do that. And in my case, I've been fortunate to have the opportunity to invest in things along with some friends like Bill Greiner and Andy Cruz. You know, we started a bank called Primary Bank a couple of years ago in Bedford, New Hampshire. My wife and I own a bed and breakfast at Newfound Lake called Meadow Wind. We've had the opportunity to invest in a whole number of other businesses and real estate, which is, you know, given us the opportunity to get the experience to be in the shoes of a business person, right? And that enables me, in my case as an attorney, to go way beyond just giving the expertise of a particular transaction, but to think through all of the business elements, you know, with our clients as well.
Great summary. And so when you're not busy doing that, I do know you've competed in a few triathlons, so of course that's near and dear to my heart. I almost was completing my fifth year in a row of 100 road races in 2018 until I broke my rib, so I shorted out at like 92. So tell us about your triathlon experience.
Yeah, you should still be proud of that, though. That's an amazing accomplishment. I think compete's too generous a word. I definitely show up, and I'm a swimmer. My background is in swimming, and came a little late to running and the riding part of it. And being in New Hampshire, there's so many great triathlons, right? I've traveled for triathlons as well, but as you know, excuse me, we used to have a very successful triathlon called the Timberman at Winnipesaukee, which I did like 10 years in a row. The Moose Man in New Hampshire, in Newfound Lake, which is where my wife and I have a place on Newfound Lake, which I did a number of times. And then the Black Fly at Waterville Valley. And then Ironman, which is probably the strongest brand in racing, in triathlons, came along, bought up those races, and shut them down. And that got my wife and I thinking about, it would be really great to bring a race or some races back to the Lakes region. You know, the Lakes region is a beautiful gem in our state. Newfound Lake, we're particularly partial to because it is the cleanest lake in the Northeast and probably top 10 in the country. And at the same time that we were thinking about starting our own charity and looking to do something for veterans, we were thinking about, could we bring a race to New Hampshire, which has led to another whole chapter in our lives.
So tell us about that. So that was in consultation with your wife, Julie. You were bringing this thought together in the spring of 2017. And just as an aside before we get into it, I agree with you on the mini triathlons. It was great when it was quintessential New Hampshire. In fact, there used to be a one here in Concord that Gwen and Scott Duvall had put together. And that was my experience with mini triathlons. They were so fun. So maybe we can get that going again. But tell us about the Swim with a Mission, how it got started, and how you've already, in just a few short years, you've already raised over $1.3 million for veterans-focused organizations, including the Navy SEALs Museum and Veterans Count, which you know many companies, including Northeast Delta Dental, are behind Veterans Count as well. So tell us the genesis, and we'll go from there.
So my wife and I have tried for the last 24 years at every turn to get involved in the community and to give back. We feel very strongly about that, and we've served on a lot of boards and been involved in a lot of charities. My wife Julie's gotten really good at fundraising, and in all of that, from you know, we have helped children, we have helped education, dogs, cats. I mean, you name it, all great, worthy causes. We realized in all of that we'd actually not done anything for veterans. And in the last primary season, when we had, I think, 17 Republicans running for president and 3 Democrats, we hosted a fair number of those candidates in our home and at Nixon Peabody and elsewhere. And everywhere we went, we saw veterans, to be honest with you, in that primary season, veterans. And this is a very veteran-heavy state. I didn't realize how bad it is. We have 130,000 veterans in this small state.
It's very, right? Very, very heavy. And one of the prior shows, we had the Veterans Cemetery in Kentucky on. And, I mean, it's extraordinary.
It really is. And that opened our eyes to that while a fair number of our veterans are doing very well and are leaders in our community, we have a number of veterans who need help. It's an underserved part of our population. And so we decided right then and then we were going to do something. So this idea was, we wanted to start our own charity. We wanted to surround ourselves with like-minded people who have the heart for this stuff. We wanted to make it fun, to be honest with you, and to help inspire others. And we wanted to bring a race to Newfound Lake. And I found myself with my wife, Julie, and I about 2 years ago visiting friends in Florida. And they took us to Ocean Reef down in the Keys. And we looked up in the sky and there were Navy SEALs dropping out of airplanes. and put on an amazing demonstration of skills. And I went up and talked to the person I thought that was in charge, and quickly realized that the Navy SEALs were out there trying to raise money for their charities, for their communities. And I had one of those epiphany moments. You know, it just sort of hits you as in, I'm going to ask the Navy SEALs to come up to New Hampshire, because up in New Hampshire, we've never seen Navy SEALs do demonstrations of their skills. And we're going to do a swim race across Newfound Lake where we'll invite swimmers to swim across that beautiful lake, a 1K, a 5K, or a 10K, which is all the way across the lake and back, ask them to raise money. And the Navy SEALs are going to be the big draw, and we're going to give all that money to veterans. And so that's exactly what we've done. The last 2 years was on July 14th, and next year it'll be July 13th, 2019. And all that information, I'm going to quick plug for the website, which is swimwithamission.org.
And we'll get, after commercial break, we'll get into that, because we also have a couple days before the actual swim event, we have the paint shoot event, which I know is you know, really cool. So you had your epiphany. So you had your road to Emmaus, but in Florida, and I think it's right up there. I think this is extraordinary. And of course, you remember the story, Phil. So when your good friend Mark Prestipino approached me about becoming a sponsor, he broke the world's record for how quickly I say yes. It was formerly held by Dr. Silvio Dupuy and Justice John Broderick, and Mark broke the record because within 30 seconds, you know, I was signing on. I couldn't make the event because I had already committed to something else, but certainly we want to get other organizations involved. So after commercial break, we'll get into the specific events, the paint shoot event and the swim with the mission event, which, as Phil said, is July 13th. And then I also would like you to tell the story of a Navy SEAL Master Chief, and I know that would be very compelling. So please stay tuned after commercial break with more of Phil Taub and Swim with a Mission. And again, that website is swimwithamission.org, Swim with a Mission, all one word. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental on this January 5th and 6th, depending on when you listen to this. And again, big shout out to my running friends who participated in the Northeast Delta Dental Points Chase Series, completing with the Millennium Mile in Londonderry. And the good news was, you could pretty much get that done between 5 and 8 minutes and then off and running back home. But this weekend with me is Phil Taub, who is at Nixon Peabody and has a very accomplished lawyer. But beyond that, heads up Swim with a Mission. And again, that website is swimwithamission.org, and it's a great fundraiser for Navy SEALs and veterans organizations. Phil, let's just start with, there's a great story that I heard about a Navy SEAL Master Chief about the first bionic leg following surgery from a parachute jumping accident. So tell us that story.
So Command Master Chief Rick Kaiser has had a 30-year career in the Navy SEALs. He joined the Navy SEALs as a 17-year-old kid in BUDS training and made his way all the way up to be the Command Master Chief of SEAL Team 6, which gives you just some indication of this man. He was awarded the Silver Star on a battle in Mogadishu, now known as Black Hawk Down, a very, very tough day for our military and for this country. And he was one of the heroes of that day and saved a lot of American lives. And he's now the executive director of the Navy SEAL Museum in Fort Pierce, Florida, which if anybody is going to be down in Florida this winter, I encourage them to check that out. It's really an amazing museum. But Rick will tell you he's had 2,500 good jumps out of perfectly good aircraft and 2 bad landings. And on the last landing, he really hurt his foot very, very badly, and they've not been able to save it. And he told me he was going to have his foot amputated in Florida. And so I took him to see Dean Kamen, who hooked me up with Matt Albuquerque from First Step, an amazing man, 2 incredible people right
absolutely.
There. Absolutely. Right?
Dean and Matt, absolutely.
Dean and Matt. And both of them with amazing veteran hearts. And Matt ended up helping Rick get into a program that was inspired by the Boston bombings, where money was put together to create a foundation that then funded a surgical team led by Dr. Carty, the Brigham Women's Hospital, and MIT Labs to finally create a prosthetic, a lower limb prosthetic for amputees that will connect to their brain so that your brain and your muscles could create movement in that bionic foot, for lack of a better term. And there's been so few advancements in that technology since World War II. Honestly, it's embarrassing. But here, inspired out of something terrible like the Boston bombing, they created this. So the technology is there, but the amputation does not marry up with the prosthetic. So they had to create a whole new way to amputate legs. And we amputate like 180,000 times a year, apparently, but the same way we've been doing it for 50 years. So Dr. Carty and the Brigham Women's Hospital came up with this surgery. They're only doing 16 of them. And through Matt Albuquerque, Rick Kaiser was number 14. And he will get one of these bionic legs, which is really an incredible thing, to be honest with you. And I predict at our next one with a mission, the Master Chief's going to be jumping out of an airplane again, parachuting in, swimming, and like nothing ever happened.
This coming July?
This coming July.
Wow, I hope to be there. I also hope to join my friends, you know, Bill and Nancy Morrison. So that date again is July 13th. So let's pick it up on July 13th and tell us how that day works with the 5Ks and the 10K swims, and also if someone wants to contribute either as an individual benefactor or as a corporation. Again, the website is swimwithamission.org, all one word.
It's going to be an incredible day. Last year, which was only the second time we did it, we had 4,000 people show up to Newfound Lake. It's Wellington State Park. In the morning, we will have lots of swimmers swim across the lake. You can swim individually, a short 1K, a longer 5K, or a very long 10K. Or you can compete as a team. You can put a team of five swimmers together and take turns swimming, which is really the most fun. And the teams that raise the most money will get a Navy SEAL added to their team who will swim with them. It may or may not come with a cooler of beer. We'll have to play that by ear. We are then going to have, a little later in the day, there will be a competition between the Manchester PD K-9 unit and the SEALs K-9 unit. The K-9 unit, Tom, we have figured out that everybody loves the dogs. The dogs are the biggest attraction. And so the Manchester PD, who witnessed this last year, have decided that they're going to challenge the Navy SEALs K-9 unit. And if you go onto social media and you look for Swim With A Mission on social media, you're going to see those videos. It's really a lot of fun. And then in the afternoon, the Navy SEALs will put on a demonstration of skills, jumping with parachutes. They'll be on the ground, in the water, hostage rescue. Our National Guard will also be there putting on a demonstration of skills as well. And the Army may be showing up as well, which really will be an amazing thing. We had a Black Hawk helicopter on the ground last year. We'll have some of that. So really a fun day, and we're still looking for sponsors. We're still looking for donors to help our swimmers. And all of the money that we raise goes directly to worthy veteran service organizations.
Tell us again how this Manchester Police and Navy SEALs, how that, I know it's gaining steam on social media. How did that all transpire again?
Really a very, very cool thing. You know, last year, one of the Navy SEAL dogs, who's only a six-month-old dog named Storm, wanted to swim, believe it or not, and they let the dog swim with two Navy SEALs. She swam the 1K, and there's video footage, which also you can look on social media at Swim With A Mission, and you'll see the dog just Storm coming out of the beach, and then the Navy SEAL picks up the dog and does a shoulder carry, and that got over 700,000 views on social media.
Wow.
Which is really incredible. And so that got us thinking about how the dogs really are what people want to see and understand. And our special forces are now taking dogs into combat everywhere they go. Interestingly enough, after Vietnam, our military stopped using dogs altogether in the military. Rick Kaiser, who we just told the story about, is the master chief who brought the dogs back into special ops, into our special forces. And now it's almost unthinkable that any mission is run, you know, without a dog, to be honest with you. And so, going back to dogs, the Manchester Police Sergeant John Cunningham saw this, and I had a conversation with him, and they decided this would be a fun thing to challenge the Navy SEALs. Those videos are really fun. You get to see the dogs doing some fun stuff, and that will go back and forth, the videos between them for the, you know, the next few months.
And, of course, it helps raise funds, so that's pretty awesome. Now, the couple days before, you have something called the Paint Shoot event. And that involves having your own Navy SEAL for the day. So tell us how that works.
So we did that for the first time this year, and we'll be doing it again. So it's a leadership training and team building day led by the Navy SEALs. So in the morning, the Navy SEALs will be talking about what they've learned about mental toughness, team building, leadership. And it's really a very compelling story. You know, our military has a big funnel. And, you know, at the very edge of that, the best of the best, the Navy SEALs, get the benefit of all of their learnings and all of their teachings. And so this is an opportunity to learn from the Navy SEALs. And anytime you meet the best of the best, whether it's in professional sports, an entrepreneur, a Dean Kamen, you know, or a Navy SEAL, there's a lot for all of us to learn. And so once everybody sort of got the idea of team, of how teams should work together, of mental toughness, we go and test that on the paintball field, put everybody under some stress and some pressure, and see if they really cooperate, work together as a team, if people can stay mentally tough. And that, and each team, so you have the opportunity to put together a team of 10. You get your own Navy SEAL for the day. And truthfully, it's a lot of fun. Most of the teams that did it last year are coming back already for this year. And Auto Fair, led by Andy Cruz, their team actually was the team who won last year, principally because they trusted each other and worked very well together as a team.
So they trust as a team. So that is my launching point to say to folks that this is a type thing, if you head up a sales team, if you head up a senior management team, you can bring that team, and it's a great opportunity for bonding and learning the team building process, the trust. You can also bring your customers. So there's definitely opportunities there on July 11th, and of course you're going to have your own Navy SEAL for the day, and you'll have the fun event too of the paint shoot as well.
That's for sure. Great day.
So that again is July 11th. The Swim with the Mission event is July 13th. All of that information you can find on swimwiththemission.org. And again, if you take a step back, I'm sure you're gratified that you've gotten involved, but has anything surprised you in this whole process? And then someone wanted me to ask you, how did you get the Navy SEALs folks, I'm assuming a highly and tightly scheduled, how do you get them to New Hampshire? And tell me about the most interesting thing you've learned or biggest learning.
It really has been such a great joy to be on this adventure and on this journey, you know, to be honest with you. What we've really been trying to do is to inspire ourselves, Julie and I together, but really inspire as many people as we can. You know, we tend to get trapped in this thing about keeping score about how much money we've raised. And we are constantly reminded, Tom, that, you know, like a little ripple, if you throw a stone into a pond and the ripples that it creates, like, you know, Master Chief Rick Kaiser finding his way to, you know, the absolute best technology, you know, in the country for an
amputee. The Morrisons connecting with the Navy SEAL.
No, absolutely. And for example, in this, I'll tell you a quick story. We invited 16 veteran service organizations to come to our day, and they all came. And we will invite whoever out there wants to come and that offers services to veterans. They're all welcome to come. They just need to contact us so we can make room for them. And I walked around to every single one of them. You know, as I said, there were about 4,000 people there, very veteran-heavy population. And they were all finding veterans who needed their services. Children of the Fallen Patriots is an amazing organization that had a booth there that we support that provides scholarships for children whose parents died in service. It doesn't matter how they died, as long as they were in service. When I walked up to their booth, a young high school girl was walking away crying, and I thought something bad had happened, but she had just found out that because her parent had died in service, that she was now eligible to go to college for free. And she may not have found that had she not been there that day. I could tell you 100 stories like that.
And those are the connections, and I'm smiling here because that's how I got involved. Phil, thank you for your leadership. Again, it's swimwiththemission.org. We'll have to have you back. The dates, again, are July 11th for the paint shoot event and July 13th for the Swim with a Mission event. Phil, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you, Tom. And to answer your question about the SEALs, I asked them, and so they came. And so don't be afraid to ask. That's my message to people.
Love it.